This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens have a new backup quarterback. His name is Cooper Rush. He's been with Dallas for a bit now and joining us now on the Winter Nation Fan Guest Hotline to talk about that and maybe what the Cowboys may be up to this offseason. Has covered the Cowboys since 1997. He's now with All City DLLS. It's Clarence Hill. And Clarence, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So we've been saying for a while, just to give you some insight on us, that the Ravens needed to improve their backup quarterback situation. So what are they getting in Cooper Rush?
They're getting a game manager. You know, obviously he's not a guy that's going to, while you with his athleticism, but he's going to do the right thing. He'll get you in the right play. He certainly is a guy that doesn't get flustered. You know, won a lot of games with the Cowboys in place of Dak Prescott. He can win games for you, and certainly he's not going to lose games for you. But just a solid backup quarterback. Doesn't need a lot of reps. What you want in a backup quarterback? You want somebody that can hold the fort while your starter's out.
One of the things that stood out to me watching him play, Clarence, is we know that offensive line has been in a little bit of – it certainly ain't what it used to be and has been in disrepair. And they can't run the ball a lick the last couple of years. And he's come in pretty much under duress and, to your point, without getting any reps until Dak gets hurt, because Dak gets them all. And, like, he doesn't seem to take sacks. And, in fact, his sack rate's better than Dak's. And, like, he seems to be self-aware enough to know how athletic he is and how athletic he isn't, and to keep them in position to keep fighting to live another day.
Yeah, and I think that's the best part about it. He is self-aware. He knows who he is. He knows his limitations. He knows his body, knows his arm. He knows what type of quarterback he is. And the coaching staff, you should know that as well. And, again, you know, and I say win games. I say you can win with him.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want. He's a guy you can win with, for sure.
Well, Clarence, the Cowboys coming off a pretty disappointing season. What have you thought of their offseason thus far? A lot of one-year deals.
You know, I like to use this John Wooden quote, don't confuse activity with getting something done. Progress. And certainly they've been way more active than they were last year, but have they got appreciably better? You know, the tempo, I guess, goal in the offseason is for the Cowboys to be a Super Bowl team, to be a Super Bowl contender. I mean, they haven't won in 30 years. But when you pay this kind of money to Dak, we pay what you're doing to CD, and what you're getting ready to pay what you're doing with Michael Parsons, it should be about winning. It's not about rebuilding. And so how close are they to winning again? And I can say they really haven't gotten appreciably better. I mean, yes, they'll be better than they were last year because, you know, the injuries and guys will be healthy again. But are they a contender? Are they going to get – are they any closer to ridding themselves of this 30-year drought since the last Super Bowl title in 1995? And I say no.
Well, and to that end, I mean, with Dak being as banged up as he's been, are you surprised they didn't keep Cooper Rush for this kind of money?
Well, you know, it's just so funny how teams do things, because we were paying Dak $60 million, so we can't really pay a lot to a backup quarterback. You know, and you know, you look what the Bengals are doing. They're paying Joe Burrow a lot of money, and they're paying their both receivers a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's how you decide you want to allocate that money. And, hey, Newsflash, you're paying Dak that money because you waited.
Right.
And you waited, too long to sign him to a contract and allowed his number to jump and jump and jump. But, Cooper's getting essentially $6 million.
Right.
If that much, with incentives, okay? You can't pay your backup quarterback who you know has proven that he can win games $6 million. You want to pay him three? I mean, $3 million ain't going to make that much difference on your salary cap. I just don't get it. And I don't know who you're going to get to be your backup in case Dak gets hurt. And he's gotten hurt a lot over the last few years that can hold a four and win games if he's out.
Clance, isn't that exactly what's happening with Micah Parsons, though, as he's entering the final year of his deal? Do you see something getting done between Parsons and the Cowboys?
Well, something always gets done. It's just a matter of when. I mean, they waited and allowed the market to jump twice since the start of the offseason. First, you got Max, out of L.A., and then actually three times,
yeah.
You got Miles, Max, and then Jamar. The market for Michael was always going to be the highest paid defender, most likely the highest paid non-quarterback, considering what he's done over the first four seasons. And you let that market jump three times in the offseason, since the beginning of the offseason, and possibly again if T.J. Watt signs in his offseason, he's up for a new deal, he could sign again. Why are you waiting? I think it's going to get done, but the wait is what has been the issue for the Cowboys. Same thing with C.D., same thing with Dak. You let the market, you wait, you don't get it done, you don't get ahead of the curve, you let the market jump on you.
We're talking with Clarence Hill, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Clarence, is the biggest problem with the Cowboys that Jerry Jones has a GM problem? And I'm looking at my notes and the GM is Jerry Jones. So I watch what they do and I'm looking at it from 30,000 feet, Clarence, but it doesn't look like a guy that's number one priority is to win.
Well, if there's one common denominator in that 30-year drive outside of me covering the team, it's Jerry Jones being the GM. And you go back to when they were winners, Jimmy Johnson was a true architect of that mm-hmm. team. And the Cowboys started in a recession when Jimmy left. Yeah, they hung on to win another Super Bowl, but you look at those later years of the 90s and how that team just started bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. And now we're here 30 years since the last Super Bowl title. No, the only common denominator is Jerry Jones. Yes, they're the richest franchise in sports, and he's a Hall of Fame owner, and he knows how to make a billion dollar franchise. And I always, tell my kids, and certainly my parents told me, you can't serve two masters, okay? You can't try to win and also try to be the biggest selling team. Something has to come first, and usually winning helps you sell. But the Cowboys, they make money without winning, And I
yes.
people say, well, how much could they make if they win? I don't know. They make it more than God allowed right now, and they haven't won nothing. So what's going to make Jerry change?
Well, I want to get your perspective on the team down the road here in Washington, who, when the Ravens played them last year, it was the highest selling regular season ticket we've seen
yeah.
in a long time. And there's a lot of excitement about that team. And we know Philly's a juggernaut. But, I look at what Washington's doing, and I'm a little quizzical of it because, you let Chin and you let Fowler leave your building, who are younger guys with some upside. But, we're bringing back Wagner in his mid-30s, and we're bringing back Ertz in his mid-30s, and we're bringing in Debo for a lot of money when he looks like he's playing like he's 40. What do you think of their offseason so far?
Well, I think Washington is trying to win. Now, we can argue about how they've gone about it. You can argue about the decisions they've made. But they look like a team that's trying to win now. They're trying to maximize their window now with their quarterback on the rookie deal. That's all you can ask for. We can argue about the moves, but Debo is better than what they had as number two receiver. He may be looking 40, but he's still a weapon. He's still a run after catch guy. Certainly, he's going to be your number two. You're not asking to be number one.
Right.
He's going to be your number two, and Debo at number two is better than what the Cowboys have at number two.
Yes.
Clarence Hill covers the Cowboys for All City DLLS. Clarence, this was great. Thank you so much
appreciate
for your time.
Appreciate you, buddy.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Clarence.
Coming up next is T-Bone Time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
We're almost one full week removed from the start of the league year, and the Ravens offense has really taken shape, especially since Mark Andrews got that roster bonus his way, so looking more and more likely that he'll be back. But what about the defense? Is that where they could go young and maybe use a lot of their draft capital on? We'll get into it next on The Fan.